A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one, and it's the question that naturally follows from the Eurobox system. You've got the boxes, you've done the volume math, but now you need the actual rack that holds them. And the standard Israeli industrial shelving unit is 200 centimeters wide, 60 deep, 200 tall. Fine for a warehouse. But Daniel and Hannah are putting this in a Mamad, a bomb safe room, where the ceiling is 250 and the floor plan is tiny.
Right. And that standard 200 centimeter height leaves 50 centimeters of dead air above it. In a small room, that's not just wasted space, it's 50% of another shelf row you're leaving on the table.
The question becomes, how do you spec a custom height industrial rack that actually fits your room and your boxes? And the thing that surprised me is that in Israel, going from 200 to 250 centimeters is not some exotic fabrication job. It's a 15 to 20% price bump on a unit that already costs about 450 shekels.
Which is roughly $120. For context, an IKEA Ivar system at comparable dimensions runs about 900 shekels and holds half the weight per shelf. And it's pine. You're paying more for less capacity in a material that warps.
The custom route is cheaper and stronger. But most people don't know how to spec it. They call a supplier, quote, the wrong dimensions, end up with a rack that doesn't fit through the door, or order too many shelves and can't actually reach the top row without a step stool.
That's what Daniel's really asking. Not what's available, but how do you buy this like someone who's done it before? The shelf count, the adjustment pitch, the inner versus outer dimension question, when to pay for heavy-duty steel, all of it.
Where do we start? The dimension question, I think. Because that's the first thing you'll get wrong if you don't know to ask.
The standard Israeli boltless shelving unit is quoted as 200 wide by 60 deep by 200 tall. But here's the trap. Those numbers are usually inner dimensions. The actual outer width, including the uprights, is more like 204 or 206 centimeters, depending on the upright profile. And some suppliers quote outer. So you call two different places, ask for a 200 centimeter rack, and one of them delivers a unit where the usable shelf width is 196.
Which is why Daniel's choice of 160 centimeter width is smart. It's exactly 4 times 40, 4 boxes across with no wasted lateral space. And whether the supplier means inner or outer, 160 gives you enough margin that it doesn't matter.
The depth is where it gets interesting. 60 centimeters deep means the Eurobox sits flush. 60 centimeter box on a 60 centimeter shelf. No overhang, which is clean, but it also means the back row of boxes is completely inaccessible unless you pull out the front row first. You're building a first-in, last-out system, whether you meant to or not.
Daniel flagged this in his prompt. He asked how you'd get the shelves out. I think he meant boxes, but the point stands. If you're storing things you need frequent access to, 60 centimeter depth with no overhang is annoying. You either accept that you're pulling boxes forward to reach the back, or you use a split system. Two rows of 30 by 40 half-size boxes, or some kind of divider.
Some Israeli suppliers sell wire dividers that clip into the shelf beams. They're meant for organizing, but they also solve the depth problem by letting you create two front accessible rows, which matters more in a Mamad than people realize. These rooms are small. 4 to 6 square meters is typical, and you're often navigating around the reinforced door swing. You can't afford to have a shelving system where half your stored items are buried behind a front wall of boxes you don't want to move.
Let's talk about the height question, because this is where the custom order actually happens. Daniel's looking at 250 centimeters. How does that work mechanically?
Boltless uprights are produced in standard lengths, 200, 250, 300 centimeters. The 250 is actually a stock item for many Israeli suppliers, not a true custom fabrication. They just don't advertise it prominently because most commercial buyers are fitting out standard warehouse bays. When you call and ask for 250, they're pulling a different SQ off the shelf, not cutting metal.
Smaller shops will cut to exact height for a fee if you need something truly non-standard, say 230 centimeters to fit under a bulkhead. The cutting charge is usually modest, maybe 50 to 100 shekels per upright, but you lose the factory finish on the cut end.
Which means a raw steel edge that'll rust if it's anywhere humid. So if 250 is close enough to what you need, buy the stock length. Don't cut unless you have to.
Now the shelf count. Daniel mentioned that 4 shells is standard for the 200 centimeter unit. He's going to 250. What's the right number?
Let's do the math. 250 centimeters total height. Subtract about 4 centimeters for base clearance and another 3 for top clearance. That leaves 243 centimeters of usable vertical space. The Euroboxes Daniel's using are mostly 34 centimeters tall. You need the box height plus about 2 centimeters of finger clearance above each box, so 34 plus 2 is 36 centimeters per row. 243 divided by 36 gives you 6.75.
Technically, 6 rows fit.
But practically, 5 is the sweet spot. 6 rows means the top shelf is at roughly 216 centimeters, that's over 7 feet. You're on a step stool for anything on shelves 5 and 6. 5 shelves gives you comfortable access to 4 rows and 1 high shelf for seasonal or rarely touched items. And with 5 shelves at 36 centimeter spacing, you're using 180 centimeters of the available 243. That leaves 63 centimeters above the top shelf. Enough for a row of shallower boxes, or just open storage for bulky items that don't fit in your boxes at all.
Compare that to the standard 200 centimeter unit with 4 shelves. You get 50 centimeters per shelf row. For 34 centimeter boxes, that leaves 16 centimeters of dead air above each row. Multiply by 4 shelves, and you've wasted 64 centimeters of vertical space. Basically, an entire extra shelf row. Because the standard spacing was designed for mixed warehouse goods, not optimized for Euroboxes.
The custom height plus the right shelf count gets you from 60% volumetric efficiency to something closer to 90. And that's the whole game. In a 5 square meter MAMAD, every liter of storage counts.
What about the adjustment granularity? Daniel asked whether there's a standard incremental pattern for moving shelves up and down.
This is where industrial shelving absolutely destroys consumer systems. Standard Israeli boltless uprights have keyhole slots punched every 50 millimeters, that's 5 centimeters. So you can adjust shelf height in 5 centimeter increments across the entire upright. Versus IKEA Ivar, which has holes every 37 millimeters but only lets you place shelves at those fixed points, and the system tops out at 226 centimeters with significantly less rigidity. 5 centimeter pitch means you can fine-tune. If your boxes are 34 centimeters and you want exactly 36 centimeters of clearance, you count 7 slots and lock in. If you switch to 23 centimeter boxes later, you recalculate and move the shelves.
The locking mechanism is worth mentioning. Boltless doesn't mean flimsy. The shelf beams have formed end connectors that wedge into the keyhole slots. You tap them in with a rubber mallet during assembly, and they lock tighter under load. No bolts, no tools beyond the mallet.
No wobble, which surprises people who've only assembled flatpack furniture. A properly assembled boltless rack with 4 shelves and a full load of Euroboxes is more rigid than most built-in closets.
Daniel also asked about the heavy-duty option. What's the difference between standard and ultra-heavy shelves?
2 things, steel gauge and the beam connector profile. Standard boltless shelves use steel roughly 0.5 to 0.6 millimeters thick, rated for about 150 kilograms per shelf. That's already more than most home storage needs. A shelf full of 34 centimeter Euro boxes packed with clothing or kitchenware is maybe 40 to 60 kilos. But if you're storing books, tools, or canned goods, that math changes fast. A 34 centimeter Eurobox packed with canned goods can hit 30 kilos on its own. 4 of those on a shelf and you're at 120 kilos, close to the standard rating, and you want a safety margin.
The heavy-duty shelves aren't just thicker. The beam connectors are different.
The end connector profile on heavy-duty beams is deeper and sometimes wider, designed to engage more of the upright slot. Some systems use a double rivet connector instead of single. The catch is that not all boltless uprights accept both standard and heavy-duty beams. The slot dimensions are the same, but the upright gauge needs to match the load. If you're ordering heavy-duty shelves, you usually need the matching heavy-duty uprights. You can't just buy one heavy shelf and clip it into a standard frame. The uprights will twist under asymmetric load.
If you need even one heavy-duty shelf, spec the whole frame as heavy-duty.
The price difference is maybe 20 to 30%. On a custom 250 unit, you're looking at roughly 800 to 1,000 shekels instead of 650 to 800, still cheaper than IKEA and rated for 3 times the load.
One thing we should cover before we get into the room logistics is the assembly order, because in a Mehmed, this actually dictates whether the whole project works or not.
Boltless racks are built upright. First, you lay the two uprights on the floor, clip in the shelf beams at your marked heights, then tilt the whole frame upright. In a warehouse with open floor space, this takes 10 minutes. In a 5-square-meter Mehmed with a reinforced door that swings inward, you can't assemble it inside. So you build the frame in the hallway or the adjacent room and tilt it through the door.
That's where the diagonal measurement matters. Daniel's going with 160 centimeter width, which makes this easier. The diagonal on a 160 wide by 250 tall frame is about 297 centimeters, but you're tilting it at an angle through a doorway. The limiting factor is usually the door height, not the width. Standard Israeli door height is 205 centimeters. A 250 centimeter upright won't pass through vertically. You have to tilt it. With 160 centimeter width, the math works if you have at least 210 centimeters of clear diagonal in the doorway. But measure first. Always measure first. That's basically the thesis of this entire episode.
The cost of getting it wrong is a rack you can't assemble in the room you bought it for.
Which brings us to the practical side. Once you know your dimensions, your shelf count, and your load rating, what does the actual ordering process look like in Israel?
The main players are companies like Shelving Plus, Hamash Bar Lotmicha, and a handful of smaller industrial suppliers. Most of them now have Hebrew language websites with online ordering, and several will sell direct to private individuals. You don't need a business license or a minimum order quantity. The standard unit, 200 by 60 by 200, 4 shelves, boltless, runs about 450 to 550 shekels. The custom 250 unit Daniel Specking, 160 wide by 60, deep by 250 tall, 5 shelves, should come in around 650 to 800 shekels. That's roughly 175 to 215 US dollars.
For comparison, what does 160 centimeters of IKEA storage get you?
If you piece together an IVAR system to approximate the same footprint, and you can't exactly because IVAR is 50 centimeters deep, not 60, you're looking at about 900 shekels for the side units, shelves, and cross braces. And it's pine. Pine sags under sustained load, especially in a Mehmed where humidity can fluctuate. The boltless steel rack will outlast the apartment.
Daniel mentioned that the 160 centimeter width is a deliberate multiple of 44 boxes across. But there's a secondary benefit he might not have considered. A 160 centimeter rack in a Mehmed leaves wall space on either side for other things. A small desk, a filing cabinet, emergency supplies. The standard 200 centimeter rack would dominate the room.
In a room that's maybe 2 meters by 2.5 meters, that 30-centimeter difference is the difference between the rack being storage and the rack being the room's entire identity.
The Mehmed as storage room is a uniquely Israeli phenomenon. These rooms are mandated in new construction since the 90s. Reinforced concrete, blast-proof door, sealed against chemical agents. They're windowless and have no electrical outlets by code, which makes them terrible as living spaces, but excellent as dry, secure storage. And because they're interior rooms with thick concrete walls, the temperature stays relatively stable year-round. No direct sunlight, no humidity swings, ideal for long-term storage.
The limitation is floor space. 4 to 6 square meters is typical for an apartment Mehmed day. You're not building a warehouse in there, you're fitting one rack, maybe two if you're aggressive, and that's your storage infrastructure for the entire home. Which is why the volumetric efficiency we've been talking about isn't academic. If one well-specced rack at 90% efficiency holds 80 boxes, and a poorly specced rack at 60% efficiency holds 50, that's 30 boxes of storage you simply don't have. In a two-bedroom apartment, 30 boxes is the difference between keeping your seasonal gear and paying for off-site storage.
Off-site storage in Israel runs about 200 to 400 shekels a month for a small unit. The custom rack pays for itself in 3 months of avoided storage fees.
That's the kind of math Daniel loves.
It's the kind of math that makes Hannah nod approvingly while Daniel explains boltless shelving over dinner.
Which is a scene I would pay to witness.
We've established the dimensions, the shelf math, the load ratings, and the basic economics. What we haven't touched yet is the room itself, the MAMOD constraints, the door swing, the assembly logistics, and the workarounds for that 60-centimeter depth problem.
The cost breakdowns with real Israeli supplier examples.
Which is where we're headed next. But first, Hilbert, you've got something for us.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In 13th century Iceland, beekeepers who imported hives from Norway noticed that their bees performed waggle dances with a distinct dialect, shorter waggle runs and tighter turn angles, compared to local wild colonies. The Norwegian heritage bees maintained this dialect for generations even after crossbreeding, effectively preserving a cultural tradition across species lines for over 600 years.
Bees have ethnic enclaves.
I have so many questions, and I know none of them have answers. Before we get into the room logistics, I want to address something Daniel's prompt implies, but doesn't state outright. Why not just buy an IKEA shelf and call it done? A lot of people listening probably have that question.
The short answer is that Euroboxes don't fit IKEA shelves properly, and IKEA shelves can't handle the weight. But the longer answer is more interesting.
It's a fundamental design philosophy difference. Consumer shelving is built to look good in a catalog photo and survive being assembled once. Industrial shelving is built to be reconfigured, moved, and loaded to its rated capacity for decades. The materials, the tolerances, the connection design, everything flows from that.
Give me a concrete example.
Take the IKEA Ivar. It's 50 centimeters deep. Euroboxes are 60 centimeters deep. So right away, your box is overhang by 10 centimeters. That's unstable, it looks terrible, and you lose the ability to stack boxes flush against a wall. The Calyx cubes are 39 by 39. A standard 60 by 40 box won't even enter the cube. So you're buying boxes to fit the shelf, not shelves to fit the boxes. The whole Hermann principle in reverse.
The weight issue is worse than people think. An Ivar shelf is rated for about 35 to 45 kilos under ideal conditions. Dry air, evenly distributed load, no movement. In a MAMOD, which is concrete and can get humid, pine shelves start sagging within a year at half that rating. A boltless steel shelf at 150 kilos doesn't care about humidity, doesn't care if the load is slightly uneven, and doesn't degrade over time.
There's also the adjustment question. We mentioned the 5-centimeter pitch on boltless uprights. Ivar has fixed shelf positions you can't fine-tune. If your boxes are 34 centimeters and the nearest Ivar shelf position gives you 42 centimeters of clearance, you're wasting 8 centimeters of vertical space per row. Multiply by 5 rows and you've lost 40 centimeters, almost an entire extra shelf row. The industrial system's granularity isn't a nice to have. It's the difference between fitting your stuff and paying for storage you're not using.
The other thing about industrial shelving that's different is the finish. People picture warehouse racks as raw steel with sharp edges, but the boltless systems sold to the Israeli home market are powder-coated, usually blue or orange uprights with light gray shelves. It's not decorative, but it's clean. It doesn't shed paint flakes. It doesn't rust indoors, and the edges are rolled, not sharp.
If you care about aesthetics, you can spray paint the uprights before assembly. A matte white powder coat over industrial steel looks surprisingly good in a modern apartment. I've seen it done. It took an afternoon and 3 cans of rust oleum, and the result looked like something from a high-end closet system catalog. Cost them maybe 60 shekels in paint.
The industrial versus consumer distinction isn't just about strength. It's about modularity, adjustability, dimensional compatibility, and longevity. The consumer systems are designed to be a finished product. You buy it, you assemble it once, it stays in that configuration until you move. The industrial systems are designed to be infrastructure. You add bays, you move shelves, you change the layout as your storage needs change.
That's the part that connects back to Daniel's larger point about Euroboxes as a response to rental precarity. If you're moving every 2 or 3 years, you don't want storage that's married to the dimensions of your current apartment. You want storage that disassembles, moves in a stack of boxes, and reassembles in the next place with a different shelf configuration to match a different room. The rack is the only part of the system that's room-specific. The boxes are universal.
That's why the Israeli shelving ecosystem is interesting. It's not one company with a monopoly. It's a competitive market of industrial suppliers who've realized there's a growing residential customer base. The uprights and beams are largely interchangeable between brands because they're built to the same slot pattern and gauge standards, which means you're not locked in. Buy uprights from one supplier this year, add a matching bay from a different supplier next year. As long as the slot pitch and gauge match, they'll work together.
The one thing to watch is color matching. Different suppliers use slightly different shades of blue. It's not a structural issue, but if you care about the look, buy all your uprights from the same batch. The 50mm slot pitch is the detail that separates pro ordering from guesswork. Every 5cm there's a keyhole, stamped, not drilled, so the steel isn't weakened around the hole. You can put a shelf at literally any 5cm increment up the upright, which means the math we did earlier, 36cm per row for 34cm boxes, that's not approximate. You count the slots. 7 slots up from the shelf below gives you 35cm. 8 slots gives you 40. For 34cm boxes, 7 slots is tight. You'd want 8, giving you 40cm of clearance, which is 4cm more than the 36 we calculated.
Recalculate for 40cm spacing.
243 usable centimeters divided by 40 is 6.07. 6 rows technically fit. But 6 rows at 40 centimeters uses 240 centimeters, leaving 3 centimeters of air at the top, which is basically nothing. You'd have zero flexibility on that top shelf. 5 rows uses 200 centimeters, leaving 43 centimeters of top clearance, enough for a shallow box or loose items. So 5 shelves is still the answer, but for a slightly different reason. It's not that 6 won't fit, it's that 6 leaves you with no margin.
Margin matters when you're actually loading boxes. You don't want to be sliding a 34cm box into a 35cm gap with millimeter precision every time. 40cm of clearance means you got 6cm of air above the box, enough to tilt it slightly as you slide it in, enough to get your fingers over the rim.
The standard 4-shelf 200cm unit has an even worse version of this problem. 4 shelves across 200cm subtract the base and top clearance. You're looking at roughly 48cm per shelf row. For 34cm boxes, that's 14cm of dead air per row. Nearly a third of your vertical space is doing nothing. That's why Daniel's instinct to go custom height and spec the shelf count himself is right. The standard configuration is optimized for nobody in particular. It's a warehouse default that fits a mix of box heights badly. When you know your box height in advance, you can tune the shelf count to within a few centimeters of optimal.
Let's talk about when the heavy-duty version actually matters. You said books, tools, canned goods. What's the threshold where standard 150-kilo shelves stop being enough?
It's not just total weight, it's weight concentration. A shelf rated for 150 kilos assumes the load is distributed across the full shelf surface. If you put 4 Euroboxes on a shelf but only the 2 in the middle are loaded heavy, say 80 kilos of tools across 2 boxes, that's a point load near the center of the shelf span. The shelf beam can deflect, even though the total weight is under the rating. The heavy-duty shelves with the thicker gauge still resist point deflection better even before you hit the weight limit. If you're storing anything where a single box exceeds about 30 kilos, go heavy duty.
What about the uprights? You mentioned they need to match.
The standard upright is typically 0.7mm steel with a C-profile cross-section. Heavy-duty uprights are 1mm or thicker, often with a deeper profile and additional stiffening ribs. The keyhole slots are the same dimensions, otherwise the beams wouldn't interchange. But the upright itself resists twisting. If you mix a heavy shelf on a standard upright and load it asymmetrically, the upright can torque. Not collapse necessarily, but develop a permanent twist that makes future reconfiguration a nightmare. So the rule is, if you need one heavy shelf, buy the whole frame heavy. The cost difference on a custom 250 by 160 unit is maybe 200 shekels extra. For something you'll own for 20 years, that's 10 shekels a year to never worry about whether your canned goods are going to bow the shelves.
The other edge case Daniel hinted at is the inner versus outer dimension question, we said most Israeli suppliers quote inner dimensions. But which ones don't?
It's not brand specific, it's product line specific. Some of the lighter duty boltless systems marketed to home users quote outer dimensions because the uprights are thinner and the marketing wants to claim a larger number. A rack sold as 200 centimeters wide that's measured outer might only give you 194 centimeters of usable shelf width. That's the difference between fitting 460 by 40 boxes and fitting 3 with an awkward gap.
The pro move is to ask explicitly, is that the inner width between uprights or the outer width including them? And if the salesperson hesitates, call a different supplier.
The even proer move is to ask for the shelf beam length in millimeters. The beam is the horizontal bar the boxes actually sit on. If the beam is 1960 millimeters, you've got 196 centimeters of usable width regardless of what the catalog says. That number doesn't lie. And in my experience, industrial suppliers actually appreciate it. They deal with warehouse managers who know exactly what they need. When a private customer calls and asks for beam lengths in millimeters, they switch to the efficient transaction mode. You get a better price and fewer upsells.
One thing we haven't addressed is the shelf depth itself. 60 centimeters is standard, but some Israeli suppliers offer a 40 centimeter deep option for lighter storage. Is that ever the right call?
For Euroboxes, no, because the standard box is 60 deep. A 40 centimeter shelf means 20 centimeters of overhang, which is unstable and wastes the box's structural design. The 40 centimeter shelves are meant for archive boxes or retail display, not Eurobox storage. Depth is non-negotiable, 60 centimeters, full stop. Unless you're using the 30 by 40 half size Euroboxes. Those are 30 centimeters deep, so you could theoretically use a 30 centimeter shelf. But no Israeli supplier stocks 30 centimeter boltless shelves. 40 is the narrowest standard option. You'd be running two rows of 30 by 40 boxes on a 60 centimeter shelf with a divider, which works fine and gives you the front access convenience. That front access convenience is what makes the 60 centimeter depth workable in a Mamad, but it's worth spelling out the constraint explicitly. These rooms, 4 to 6 square meters, the door is heavy, steel reinforced, and it swings inward by code. You lose the entire arc of that door as usable floor space, so the rack has to sit outside the door swing, which in a 5 square meter room means it's against one of the side walls, likely opposite the door. You're not building a U-shaped storage system. You've got one wall, maybe two, if the room is square and the door is centered.
The shelving must be freestanding. You can't anchor it to Mamad walls. The concrete is reinforced with rebar. Drilling into it compromises the blast rating, and most rental contracts explicitly forbid it. The rack's own weight and load keep it stable. A fully loaded boltless unit with 80 boxes weighs north of 600 kilos. It's not going anywhere.
Which brings us to assembly logistics. You lay both uprights flat on the floor in the hallway, slot the shelf beams into the keyholes at your pre-marked heights, tap them in with a rubber mallet. Then you and another person lift the frame from the top end and walk it toward vertical. At about 45 degrees, you steer the top through the Mamad doorway, then continue tilting until it's upright inside.
The diagonal math works because the frame is 160 wide, not 200.
The diagonal of a 160 by 250 rectangle is about 297 centimeters, but you're not passing the full diagonal through the door. You're passing the frame at an angle. The critical measurement is whether the 250 centimeter upright can clear the door header when tilted. With a standard 205 centimeter door height, a 250 upright at roughly 35 degrees of tilt has an effective height of about 205 centimeters.
Barely is the operative word. Measure your door height before you order the 250 uprights. If your Mamad door is shorter than standard, some older buildings have 2-meter doors. You're building the frame inside the room or cutting the uprights.
Building inside a 5-square-meter room with a loaded frame is miserable. You're working around the door swing. You can't lay the uprights flat and you'll dent the walls. The hallway assembly method is worth measuring twice for.
Let's put numbers to the cost comparison, because that's what makes the case to someone who's never bought industrial shelving before.
Standard unit, 200 by 60 by 200, 4 shelves, 450 to 550 shekels. Daniel's custom spec, 160 by 60 by 250, 5 shelves, runs 650 to 800 shekels. An Ivar system approximating the same storage volume comes to about 900 shekels. The pine shelves are rated at 35 to 45 kilos each. The boltless steel shelves are rated at 150. So you're paying more for a third of the capacity in a material that sags.
The Kallax comparison is even starker. Same 5 square meter, mama day, you could fit maybe 2 Kallax units totaling about 25 cubes. Each cube is 39 by 39 centimeters. A standard 60 by 40 Eurobox doesn't fit. You're limited to the 30 by 40 half-size subunits, and even those waste 9 centimeters of width per cube. The volumetric efficiency on Kallax for Eurobox storage is roughly 40%. The boltless rack at 90% efficiency holds more than twice as much in the same floor footprint, and the Kallax units together cost about 700 shekels, nearly the same as the custom steel rack for less than half the usable storage.
That's the thing about industrial shelving. The market assumes informed buyers who compare specs. Consumer shelving assumes you're comparing catalog photos. The math favors the person who does the math.
Daniel predictably did the math.
He sent us the prompt. Of course he did the math.
The case study worth picturing. 160 by 60 by 250 rack. 5 shelves loaded with 34 centimeter Euroboxes. 4 boxes per shelf, 5 shelves. That's 20 boxes visible from the front. But the 60 centimeter depth means you can double row if you use 30 by 40 half-size boxes, or simply stack a second row of full-size boxes behind the first. With double rowing, you're at 40 boxes per rack. Add a second rack on the adjacent wall. Many 5 square meter mammoths can fit 260 centimeter racks on perpendicular walls, and you're at 80 boxes. 80 Euroboxes holds the non-furniture contents of a two-bedroom apartment. The room still has floor space for the door to swing, and a person to stand in the middle.
That's the part people don't internalize until they see it. A well-specced industrial rack doesn't make the room feel like a warehouse. It makes the room feel like a walk-in closet with a door that stops shrapnel.
The Momedia's walk-in closet is a framing I hadn't considered, but it's exactly right.
It's the logical endpoint of the Eurobox system Daniel's been building toward. The boxes standardize the stored items. The rack standardizes the storage footprint. The room standardizes the environment. You've turned a windowless concrete box that most Israeli apartments use as a junk room into an inventory system, and the whole thing disassembles in an afternoon when you move. Beams unclip, uprights stack flat against the moving truck wall, boxes stay sealed.
The moving company will hate you slightly less. That's worth at least 200 shekels in goodwill.
Here's the checklist. Write this down before you call the supplier, because once you're on the phone with someone who sells shelving for a living, you want to sound like you know what you're asking for.
Room height, door width, door height. Those three numbers determine whether the rack fits at all. Measure from the floor to the lowest point of the door frame, not the ceiling, the frame, because that's the clearance you're tilting through.
Then confirm inner versus outer dimensions with the supplier. Ask for the shelf beam length in millimeters. If they can't give you that number, they're a reseller who's never touched the product.
Shelf count. Take your usable height. Total height minus about 7 centimeters for base and top clearance, and divide by your box height plus 2 centimeters of finger room. Round down, not up. A shelf you can't reach is worse than a shelf you didn't buy.
Verify the 50 millimeter adjustment pitch. Every reputable Israeli boltless system uses it, but if you're dealing with a smaller shop that imports from a different manufacturer, confirm. 5 centimeter increments, keyhole slots, no exceptions.
One thing that's easy to miss, ask for beam end caps. Those are the little plastic covers that snap onto the cut ends of the shelf beams. Without them, the exposed steel edge can catch a Eurobox as you slide it in and tear the plastic rim. They're almost always free, if you ask. The supplier throws them in because they cost pennies, and it signals you know what you're doing.
The heavy-duty question is simpler than it seems. Are you storing books, tools, or canned goods? If yes, spec the whole frame heavy-duty, uprights and shelves. If you're storing clothing, linens, seasonal decorations, the standard 150-kilo shelves are already overkill. The temptation is to future-proof by going heavy-duty for everything. But the heavy uprights are noticeably heavier to move and assemble, and the cost difference on a full unit is about 200 shekels. For most home storage, that's money better spent on an extra pair of shelf beams.
Which brings us to future-proofing. Buy one extra pair of uprights and a few spare shelf beams when you place the initial order. Boltless systems are modular, and adding a second bay later is trivial if you have matching parts. If you wait 3 years, and the supplier changed their powder coat formula, your new bay will be a slightly different shade of blue forever.
That will bother you more than you think it will.
It'll bother Daniel, certainly.
The spare beams are also useful if you reconfigure later. Maybe you switch from 34cm boxes to 23cm boxes and suddenly you can fit 8 shelves instead of 5. Having the beams already means you're not placing a minimum order for 2 pieces of steel.
The final order sounds like this. 160 wide, 60 deep, 250 tall, 5 shelves, standard gauge, beam end caps included. Plus 1 spare pair of uprights and 4 spare shelf beams. Confirm inner dimensions. Confirm 50mm pitch. Confirm the door math works. Pay your 650 to 800 shekels and assemble it in the hallway.
Then spend the next 10 years not thinking about storage, which is the entire point. I do wonder, though, as more people do exactly this, will the suppliers notice? Right now, the color options are industrial blue, industrial orange, and if you're lucky, a gray that still looks like it belongs in a shipping depot.
The blue is iconic in a way that only a warehouse can love.
It's functional. Powder coating in blue is cheap because they're running kilometers of it for commercial orders. But if the residential market keeps growing, and every mamad in every new apartment building is a potential customer, someone's going to offer white.
White uprights, gray shelves, finished edge caps that don't look like an afterthought. The same steel, the same load ratings, just not the color of a forklift.
That's the interesting inflection point. When does a product stop being industrial equipment that happens to be in a home and start being home storage built to industrial standards?
The Mamada's storage room trend might force that faster than anyone expects. These rooms are mandatory in Israeli construction. Every apartment has one, and most people use them badly. A mix of mismatched shelving, cardboard boxes, and things they'll never find again. The room is already there. The dimensions are standardized. The constraints are known.
You could, in theory, design a shelving system specifically for the Mamad, 160 wide to leave door clearance.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, my weird prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.